The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors voted on Tuesday to build a temporary homeless shelter on county-owned property in the Sonoma Valley. This temporary shelter will house up to 60 people currently camping along the Joe Rodota Trail. For more, here's KRCB's Adia White.
After hours of public comment and debate, the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors voted to relocate a portion of those camped along the Joe Rodota Trail to a site on the Los Gillicos Juvenile Justice Campus. The board was presented with two locations to choose from: a paved lot on County Administration Drive in Santa Rosa, or a paved lot at Los Gillicos, across Highway 12 from Oakmont. All but Susan Gorin voted in favor of the Los Gillicos location, which is in her district.
Supervisor Hopkins?
Aye.
Chairwoman Gorin?
Absolutely not.
Gorin cited concerns that the Los Gillicos property is too rural and isolated from services available in downtown. She also said her constituents in the Oakmont neighborhood would be adamantly opposed to having the shelter nearby.
So if we're going to move forward on this, even temporarily, you're going to have 4,500 people freaking out.
But Supervisor Linda Hopkins spoke on behalf of her constituents, whose homes currently border the encampment, arguing that either location would be better than the trail.
And I have also spoken with neighbors who purchased firearms because they no longer feel safe coming home at night. I spoke to a gentleman who had actually left his nighttime job that he, you know, was having sort of extra revenue for his family that he no longer can have because he was afraid to leave his wife and kids there home alone at night in their own home.
County staff did not provide data showing a rise in crime affecting homeowners near the trail, although they did say there had been a number of reports of sexual assault involving those camping there. The county is currently spending around $50,000 a month to provide services for those living along the trail. These services include exterminating rats, waste removal, and security. Supervisor Rabbit agreed with Hopkins that a site needed to be chosen rapidly, although he was not happy with either of the locations that county staff presented.
This is a lousy decision, and picking the worse or the, you know, the better of the two lousy choices. And it's not staff's fault that we're in this position. I keep going back to this is a city of Santa Rosa and a county of Sonoma issue, and there's only one jurisdiction that is dealing with it.
Several community members made it clear during public comment that they did not want the temporary shelter to be placed on County Administration Drive because it would have shared a fence line with a preschool. Here's Jeff Sugarman speaking at the meeting.
It's only a matter of time before a curious child, picks up a needle and injures himself. For me, this is a public health and safety issue. This is the wrong location. In my opinion, children's health trumps transportation. And I think all you supervisors should really think about that carefully before you make your decision.
Washington-based company Pallet will build 30 aluminum frame units on the Los Gillicos site. The units are 65 square feet and can house up to two people each. Bathrooms and kitchens will be shared. Pallet expects it will be able to set up all units by the end of the week. Other options for housing those along the trail include 60 available beds in currently open shelters and 24 additional beds in two homes that the board recently voted to purchase. There are over 220 people currently camped along the trail, leaving many campers that will still need to be sheltered. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
You can follow updates on the Joe Rodota Trail encampment at norcalpublicmedia.org.